This is part two of topic two. Third characteristic, ask the coach if you can discuss your sport and make decisions about it. The demands on a coach's time are many. Often it's difficult for a coach to initiate individual counseling or discussion sessions with every athlete. However, when asked to do so, the request is quite commonly granted. The coaches of champion athletes discuss their participation and progress frequently and consistently. An athlete can spur this interaction to higher rates of occurrence by initiating discussions him or herself. A two-way communication in the coach-athlete relationship has been shown to produce better performance results, increased motivation, and improved commitment to sport participation. If the opportunity arises, an athlete should initiate discussing personal or team matters with the coach. If such opportunities are rare, then the athlete needs to be more aggressive about starting this form of interaction. The implication for an athlete is that you should exploit opportunities where you can discuss your progress and participation with the coach. Often you will have to initiate such discussions. In time, the coach should come to realize that interactions with you are important and will increase the frequency and opportunities for them to occur. However, it normally remains an athlete's responsibility to initiate interactions when opportunities arise. The fourth factor is do as the coach says within reason, even if you would prefer to do it another way. This factor is difficult to explain. Accepting the path of least resistance by avoiding conflict or confrontation reduces stress levels in any environment. Resources will not be spent on unnecessary or irrelevant events if confrontation can be avoided. Following a coach's instructions and program is an easy way to remove a potential situational stress. However, rarely is blind allegiance or complicity evident in sports. Disputes and disagreements with coaching directions often occur, as has been discussed. Second-guessing a coach's directions is not a healthy activity, nor does it benefit the coach or team. Thus, it's desirable for an athlete to participate willingly in practice items and according to a coach's directions. There will be times, though, when an athlete cannot accept a coaching decision or direction. What to do in that situation is discussed in the next feature in this chapter. Champions are willing and flexible enough to participate in and try a coach's program up to the point that the prescription is obviously erroneous or in direct conflict with the athlete's own knowledge and or experiences. This implies for athletes that as much as possible they should willingly perform the program prescribed by the coach with the fullest attention and level of application. You should attempt to override any doubts about the activity unless you have extreme fear or contrary reasoning or evidence to support your not participating. In general, you should attempt to participate in a coach's program fully to reduce extraneous stress in the sporting environment. The fifth champion characteristic is let the coach know if you disagree with or are troubled by any decision or directive. If a sporting problem occurs and is allowed to exist for some time, there is a greater likelihood of the problem's magnitude being heightened rather than being alleviated. This is dependent upon the importance of the problem for the athlete's function and goals in the sporting environment. By alerting the coach about any disagreements with coaching prescriptions, the existence of a problem is made known. The sooner this notification occurs, the sooner stress and negativeness can be reduced. Champions appear to have the ability to head off problems so that application to training and competitions is not reduced by the resources demanded by attending to or tolerating problems. For you, the athlete, this means as soon as you disagree with something the coach asks you to do, and your disagreement is based on facts or experiences, you should let the coach know of the problem. Some coaches do not like athletes to interact in this manner. In that case, the problem with such discussions is a weakness in the coach, not the athlete. It is better for you to confront any problem as soon as possible rather than let its importance be blown out of proportion with the passing of time. The sixth champion characteristic is that when they're asked to try new things, they apply themselves fully. Champions test out new training prescriptions enthusiastically and honestly. Innovations are a path to improvement and are appreciated by the world's best athletes. If an individual hesitates to try alternatives for training in competitions that have not been experienced, then improvement in the sport will be retarded. Such athletes have a tendency to be content to stay in a comfort zone rather than accelerate their improvements in performance and conduct. Only through new developments and experiments can each athlete hope to gain an advantage over other competitors or follow a path to maximize self-development. The adage, "He who hesitates is lost," is appropriate for this characteristic. Champions do not hesitate to experiment in an honest manner with a new activity or coaching request. This implies for the athlete that when a coach asks you to try something new, you should seize the opportunity and apply yourself fully to the activity. Do not be afraid to experiment when these opportunities arise, for they may be activities that significantly improve your performance. If you're reticent about trying new things, you will apply a brake to the speed of your own development. This completes part 2 of topic 2.